I'ma get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah. Yo, it's my favorite day of the week. My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Report in a hot bitch, beast away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah.
This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
This guy sent an email. He said, about a year ago, I went to my doctor for back pain, and he suggested getting a massage to help out. So I said, hey, you have any suggestions? I don't really know of any places. And he said, oh, yeah, there's a great place in Braintree, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
You should head out there. So I pull up to this place. First up, it looks kind of like an old crack den.
Oh, boy.
But I walk in. I'm greeted by an old Asian woman. She tells me to come into this room. Massage commences, going pretty well. Back starts to feel a little better. Suddenly, she tells me to flip over to get my shoulders and chest. Immediately grabs my hog and tries going at it.
That's your problem right there.
You got to really relax.
Baby, relax. Relax.
You got to really relax. You very tense.
I jumped up in shock because this little old Asian woman is trying to give me a dry age day. Needless to say, I won't be returning to that doctor or that massage
parlor. That's crazy. Yeah.
So the doctor recommended a rub and tug.
That's a bad recommendation.
Are you kidding? Does he think he was doing him a solid?
Doctor knows the ills that plague you. You need a release.
Listen, I got a great place for you to go. They'll take care of everything.
Nothing soothes back pain like an orgasm.
I'll be honest. Probably not. I mean, to think about... So you got a sore back, and then they rub your back for 20 minutes, and then they finish you off. I mean, I don't know if there's a better massage than that. I don't know if there is.
Good deal.
Hey, James, how did your massage go yesterday? Did you?
We're going to get an update about everything from him.
Oh, okay. Right. Jay, we're not allowed to talk to him yet.
Because figured we wait when we did it yesterday so all the people listening could hear how it went. But how did James B-hole survive? That'll come up in the next little bit here on Dave and Chuck the Freak. Because, apparently, I don't know if he made the massage or not. But, if your doctor recommends a place that turns out to be a rub and tug, unless you want that.
Makes you start to wonder about your doc.
Yeah, no, it absolutely
would. You know what he likes.
It makes you want to ask him for scripts.
I'm sure if he's going to hook you up with a rubbing tug, he'll probably hook you up with all sorts of stuff.
Right? You got the rubbing tug. Are you serious?
I'm
I got headaches.
Yeah.
Give me the best you got.
I'm having a hard time staying up.
Mm-hmm. I want boner pills, Adderall.
You can get it all.
No, you absolutely can. But, I would think that guy... He does. He'll hook you up. He's Dr. Hookup.
Dr. Hookup.
Right? If he's sending you to Rubbin' Tugs, he's going to get you.
He's the real Dr. Awesome?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. If you were with us yesterday morning at this time, we began the James Death Nut Challenge. Before we talk to James and get an update, because everyone is wondering, how is his ass doing? How is his butt?
People are worried about his butt.
People absolutely.
I was worried sick all night.
Me too. I actually texted him halfway through the day yesterday wondering how he was doing. But I don't want to scare you, James, but I'm going to read this email first before we get into it. Someone says, listening to your show, I wanted so badly to warn James before we did the Death Nut Challenge. However, I could not text and drive. I'm totally against that. So I work as a medical assistant in gastroenterology office. And a patient called in to be seen by the doctor. Excessive vomiting and diarrhea was the call, but that's pretty common for us. Once the patient arrived, I walked him back to the exam room and I said, hey, do you know what could be causing this? And he said, yes, I do. I completed the Death Nut Challenge and now I have severe burning in my throat and also in my anus. To make a long story short, the doctor ordered some testing and a colonoscopy. This guy ended up having third-degree burns on the inside lining of his esophagus and also in his rectum and anus.
Oh, my God.
Third-degree burns, huh?
Third-degree anus burns.
I didn't think spice actually burned you.
Unfortunately, he said, there's no magic medication to cure these burns, He was told it would take 2 to 4 weeks just to heal on its own. So I'm hoping that James doesn't suffer too terribly and his esophagus and b-hole are burn free.
I think your patient might be a big old bitch.
That's your problem right there.
That's your problem right there.
Oh, you great big bitch. Got a case of the bitch.
Like, I didn't. Like, does spice burn you?
Can spice... Well, let's look it up here. Can spice...
I mean, I know it's hot.
It's an irritant.
Yeah.
But I didn't... I don't think they give it degrees. A burn.
I didn't think so.
You know, it's an irritant. Yeah, it's right. Like you... With pepper spray, you get red.
Can burn your taste buds, of course. Yeah, I don't see anything like that.
I didn't think so.
But back to our own James here, and I did text him halfway. I was worried about him. I texted him halfway through the day, like, James, dude, how are you doing? Is everything going okay?
Yeah, this is a pretty remarkable moment in my life. I've never had so many people so concerned about my butthole. Yeah. Like, well, we I feel were. Like the whole world is worried about my butthole.
I almost got together a bunch of pop singers and sang a song.
Oh, my God, that's been great.
We are the world.
Yeah.
The new version.
We hope James butthole.
So you did the Death Nut Challenge, and it was, I think, spicier than you thought it would be.
Yeah, it was incredible. I didn't think it was going to be as bad as what it was heat-wise and some of the after effects. So I'm doing okay. My butthole is good. We're still in working operational order.
Good, good.
Very cool.
Good yesterday, like after the show, I felt like really, really sick, like almost immediately after. Like, it was like literally the show wrapped. And it was like, God was like, now you pay. So I occupied the bathroom here for probably about 20 minutes. And I couldn't tell which end it was going to come out of. Mm. So I was sitting on the toilet with the trash can in my lap.
Oh, no.
I didn't know which end it was going to come out of. After I did my number two, I felt fine.
Yeah.
Went to the massage. Massage went great.
Oh, thank goodness. Yeah. I thought you could poop yourself on the massage table, but you didn't.
No, my muscles are as loose as what my stool's been.
I'm
feeling really good.
Yeah. My muscles as loose as my stool.
And it was a regular place, not a rub and tug.
Correct. Yeah. It was a chiropractic place.
Okay.
Got home last night. I've been farting fireballs.
Oh, wow.
Like Super Mario. It's like I touched the giant, the piranha plant or whatever. Ew. Now I have fireball abilities from my ass.
Is it hot fire?
It is hot. It is like
smelly hot fire.
So okay, if eating the death nuts is like giving Satan an RJ, every time I'm farting, it's like Satan is returning the favor.
Oh, goodness.
It is hot.
Oh, wow.
Hot. I took a deuce last night. And it was like, I'm crapping out hot lava.
Oh, so the hot lava is
that's
true.
That's legit.
Yes. Like, it's like a pooping hot lava, and it's like I'm pooping hot lava this morning as well.
Oh, wow.
But what's worse is wiping.
I was going to say the wipe.
The wipe is the worst because it feels like I am putting out cigarette butts right on my butthole.
So you definitely burnt yourself a bit back there, right?
It's an A&D or something.
Maybe something. But like, I'm okay at the moment, but as long as I don't have to wipe my butt... Everything is A-okay.
Right.
Okay.
This is when you would need a bidet, but I wonder if...
A bidet would have been amazing. Some cold water right on there. Oh, my God.
We got a hose here. Chuck can take you out back.
Yeah.
Well, if I have to do so, I'll make sure I take Chuck up on that offer.
Exactly. I'll just run a hose.
And actually, my stools aren't as loose as what I thought they would be.
Right. So they're just... They're normal, they're covered in fire.
Yeah, it's thick. Thick and hot.
Yeah.
Ooh.
But it's literally like, I feel like I'm crapping out... Hot brown lava.
Mm,
Jesus.
Wow.
Jesus goodness.
Well, like I said, it was the bravest thing I've ever seen when, you know, he took the fourth nut, which was like 2 million
Scovilles
or whatever.
Yeah.
He ate that one, and you know he was dying. Like, you know that was terrible.
Yeah, for sure.
And then we're talking and talking away, and he's staring at the last one, which has got to be... And to still say, screw it, I know this is going to be the worst thing ever, I'm still going to do it, that's a brave, one of the most brave things I've ever seen unfold.
It's painful just to chew those peanuts. Like, it's painful because the spices and everything get up in your gums and like in between your teeth. So it's like, it's just like your mouth is just completely on fire.
So like a peanut is a bad vessel to carry the spice.
Yeah, because it's so gritty and too, when you like crunch into them, it's rough. And also, like, the person emailed in, like, my throat has been kind of sore.
Yeah.
So I definitely burned myself. I don't think it's third degree. Like,
no,
I feel
but
I feel like I've been screaming at like Chino at a Deftones concert or something like the whole night.
So people are saying don't use baby wipes because they made that mistake once and it hurt more. And someone else said just pour buttermilk on your crack and that could calm it down.
That's what I have.
That's easy to do.
Buttermilk, huh?
Yeah. That sounds like some kinky fun later.
Buttermilk crack. Old buttermilk crack, James.
Fresh cream.
The freshest of cream.
Make some fresh chocolate buttermilk.
Oh, my God.
I feel like that's like what a king did in like the 1200s.
Wherefore, there's my buttermilk for my butthole. Right here, sir.
Thank you.
Well, thank goodness it wasn't as bad as it could have been. I mean, that's not great and that's not comfortable, but it could have been so much worse.
A lot worse.
That other guy who emailed us was puking almost instantly for hours and then had diarrhea to go along with it, and yours wasn't near as bad as that.
Yeah, I think my bowels and my system's been through so much with all the Taco Bell I eat.
Yes, you're ready.
You've been training. Ready. Yeah. You've been training. You're like the Rocky of bowels.
Yeah, my body was like, we're ready for this, boys.
Yeah,
we've been training our whole lives for this very moment. You know exactly how to handle all
and
this
it
heat.
Still took them 12 rounds.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But we survived.
Yeah, and so many people were concerned about your beehole. But, yeah, James is with us, and he's doing good, and he didn't poop himself during his massage. Mm-hmm.
Thank goodness. Good to know.
Yeah, that would have been, honestly, I hope to God no one's ever pooped themselves at a massage, because that's no good for anyone.
No.
It's bad for all parties involved.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
I should ask him then.
Yeah,
if I go
you
back,
should
I'll have to ask him.
Has like, anyone pooped themselves during a massage?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, what
we
do you
just
do?
Talk about video games and stuff. It was kind of weird getting rubbed down by a dude, and we're talking video games, and I'm telling him about Realm Royale, a game that I love, and he's talking about how mad he was at Fallout 76. It was fun. It was a great time.
Did you and you just bros, just a couple bros.
Yeah,
just a couple bros.
Bros rubbing each other.
Rubbing each other down, talking video games, you know, the usual stuff.
Everything nothing wrong with that.
Getting a rub down from one of my bros.
Yeah.
Bros.
Thanks, bro.
Did you give him a heads up, listen, my ass could explode?
He knew.
Like, oh, okay.
I think he kind of listens, but he didn't realize it was me until like my friend works at this doctor's office, and she's the one who helps like facilitate all this stuff. So she gave him a warning, like, but she was kind of teasing
warning.
Him. Like, she was teasing him more so like don't mess up because he might talk about how bad you are, you know, on the radio or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they knew. Like when I walked in, she's like, "So are you pooping your pants?" I was like, "No, I'm okay. I think I'm okay." She's like, "Okay."
Listeners are calling you Rocky Bowel Boa.
I love it. I love it.
I Rocky Bowel Boa.
Yes, Rocky Bowel Boa.
That's
going to be my new gamer tag.
That is incredible.
I thought Mastodon was going to be my new gamer tag.
No way. Rocky Bowel Boa is...
I got to go secure that real quick.
Yeah.
Got to go, guys.
Yeah.
All right.
Rocky Bowel Boa.
There he is. Rocky Bowel Boa.
It really is amazing.
It's perfect.
It's really a great, great name.
Banana.
So would you do anything like this again? I mean, not doesn't have to be for us, but would you consider
Yeah,
like,
I would do it again.
I was going to say, no, well, now people, you know you can handle it.
Everybody's like, you got to try the 2.0 version, which is supposed to be even spicier. I'd be willing to try it, but I want to give myself some time to let my insides heal.
Well, just
a lot of people
up.
Are saying you can get ulcers, and I don't want 30-degree burns in my rectum.
No.
So I don't know how you could judge it, because obviously I've never gone through that, but knowing what the 2 million... And then the 3 million, the difference. So 2.0 goes up to 13 million.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, the Death Nut Challenge 2.0 hits 13 million
so
on the Scoville.
I can't even imagine. I mean,
so
honestly.
10 million higher than you had.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Someone else said, Bowel Bunga.
Bowel Bunga, dudes.
Oh, my God.
I love it. I'm going to write all these down. I'm going to use them on my stream.
That's amazing.
Someone said, tried it, instantly liquefied my insides. My ass was a waterfall of burning crap lava for 2 days. Mm. So you consider yourself, I guess, lucky.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure I'm going to have, I'm going to be pooping hot lava for the next probably 24 more hours or so.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, I'm happy I did it.
I wonder, like, you know, you guys like the hot, burn, burn, burn Thai food.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how hot. Like a Thai food dish is compared to...
On like the Scovilles?
Yeah, like compared to what James had. I guess the difference is there's a big bowl of it.
Yeah,
and you've got to keep eating it because it tastes so good, but then it also burns at the same
Thai
time.
Thai peppers typically range from 50,000 to 100,000 Scoville heat units. Mm-hmm. So 100,000 compared to 3 million.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Those things get bad too.
So you compare crazy. A Thai that's pepper, which know. Is like 100,000, the average jalapeno pepper is like 2,500 to 8,000. So that's how much hotter even a Thai pepper is than a jalapeno pepper.
Oh, it's those nasty little reds.
Oh,
man.
The little. We have generally a bowl of these in my house that my Indian family will just munch on.
Ooh!
I'm not kidding.
Dude, I accidentally in some Chinese food dish along my fat travels at some point. They'd put a whole one in.
I just didn't take that.
And I just wasn't looking, and I was willy nilly just shoveling in my face there.
And you chewed it?
My God in heaven.
Oh, yeah.
It was like I did a porno with Satan.
Oh, man.
Although they make a dish, it's like a chicken in a dried pepper sauce using these peppers. And I guess when you dry them out, it's not as bad because I can have
this. This was a dry one, dude, and it ruined my day. I don't like that ruin your day hot.
No.
I don't get a...
Nope. It's funny because some of these like super hot sauces, like they actually have like a really good taste. Like people say the taste is amazing until the heat hits you. Yeah. And it's like, why didn't you just make it? Like you could have one of the best sauces in the world if you just like relaxed on the...
Well, that's the thing. It's like I like a hot sauce that's got good flavor.
Me too. I don't need it.
The flavor is the number one.
Just for heat, generally. Mm-hmm. I like the flavor.
Yeah, there's some good like ghost pepper sauces that have good flavor. I put it in Bloody Marys, but you got to be like...
Ooh. Yeah, just like...
A little bit.
Yeah. Well, glad to know that James and his beehole are here and they survived.
It's a thank you. Challenge. I want to thank everybody for the concern over my beehole.
Yep.
Dave, luckily. Lisa, all you guys, all the listeners, everybody who sent me messages on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook,
God.
Everybody.
Because I thought
thank
we could be saying RIP James's beehole this morning. Luckily, we're not having
it's
a
alive
funeral.
And kicking.
I just pictured his butthole giving one of those like football thumbs up.
Yeah, being carted off though. It was definitely being carted off.
But it's okay.
Yeah.
But
it's all right, everybody.
I'll be all right.
It's like Evel Knievel.
Yes.
Oh my God.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Couple of little bastard kids making news today.
Sure.
The first one in China. A guy in China is going to have to pay a car dealership $10,000 after his 3-year-old found a rock and scratched 10 brand new Audis.
Jesus.
Mm. Oh. Here's what happened. This couple now left with a hefty bill. Their toddler daughter scratched pictures. It's like a meme you've seen, right?
Yeah.
She scratched pictures into the paintwork of 10 brand new cars in one go while visiting the dealership. The parents later discovered their Todd had taken a stone and drawn into the paint of 10 new cars. The
just
Q8s.
Wander around.
Watch your kids.
You gotta watch your kids.
The Q8s valued at tens of thousands of dollars. The couple had accompanied a friend to a dealership, bringing their 3-year-old along for the ride. So they refused to pay. The dealership had to sue. The father is known as Mr. Zhao. And
Popo Zhao.
Popo Zhao. $41,000 is what he's on the hook for.
Ooh.
That's an estimate. Here's the deal there. Because they had to repaint all the cars, and I'm not sure if the law is the same here or not.
They're no longer new cars.
Used.
No.
They cannot be sold as new cars. It's illegal to sell them as new cars once they've had a paint
Holy
job.
Smokes. So they lost $10,000.
I'm surprised they're only suing them for that much because I think they would have lost a hell of a lot of money.
I'll tell you what, though.
It's a good deal.
That's a great deal.
I'm going to take that deal. I will take
it's
that deal.
Really good deal.
A great deal.
It's been repainted. It had a scratch, but it's still brand new.
Yes. Hi, China. I want to trade in my Renegade. Your scratchy Audis.
Yeah.
Give me one of them little scratchy Audis, please.
Yeah.
Fair trade.
Mm. It had a scratch.
Mm.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Why you can't let your kid just wander around
oh
and
my God.
Paint pictures
it's
or
different.
Scratch
Who
pictures.
Knows?
You've seen that, though. I can't believe my kids were never out of my sight at places like this, but I see it happen. Oh, people will just let their kids do anything. Yeah. Just run around all sorts of like high-end places, high-end restaurants, anything.
Dude, I was at a bar. A bar, like not a bar restaurant. This was a bar.
Yeah.
And this douche brings two of his little spawns.
Into the bar?
Into the bar. And they're like two boys and they go over to the popcorn machine
and they're like going to third degree burn themselves on that thing. Nobody's paying attention. And then the two boys squared off, and the one was like, Bakiat! And like hit the
throat punch
in the throat, and the kid dropped and was just laying lifeless on the bar ground.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, I got to get out of here. This is terrible.
Yeah. Yep.
Like last weekend was all, everybody was bringing their kids into bars. I'm like, read it, Dr. Seuss or whatever. Put that thing away. Put it to bed. That's 6:30, doesn't it?
Time for bed. Time for bed.
Did your kids ever cause you anything like this? Did they ever do something where you had to pay the damages?
No, I had someone attempt to have me try to pay for damages when they...
Careful, I guess.
Just like a child, it was like a Wii thing where a Wii got thrown, Wii controller got thrown through a TV at a babysitter's house. And honestly, I don't believe we paid for anything.
Mm.
But at the same time, it's like you're watching a little kid. You gotta make sure that
that's your job,
right? It wasn't an intentional thing. It was just the way they were playing.
You know how
that
Wii was destroying TVs like left and right because people would not put the strap around your wrist,
right.
And then you go to hit a ball and you throw the thing right through your TV all the time.
It was smashing TVs up.
TVs up.
Yeah, my kids were involved in an incident where a ball went through a window, but thankfully they weren't the ones that threw it. We offered to help pay.
Yeah.
And another one where it was a kid at our place who hit a pool ball through our little bar fridge window glass.
Oh, yeah.
But then we didn't ask the parents for any,
right.
It's part of the risk
stuff
you take
happens,
when you have people at your house, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, no. Luckily, I wasn't.
Roland went through. So my buddy got his basement redone. Like all, it was unfinished. He got it all finished, and it was beautiful. And Rowan and his son and a couple other guys were fooling around, running around downstairs. And Rowan got knocked. He went over the side, and his leg went right through their wall.
Oh.
First, day two.
Ooh,
come on,
day two.
Ooh,
that's of bad. Brand new basement.
That sucks.
And at the same time, it was
is the wall made out of paper mache?
Smoked and his knee went right through it.
I just remember being so terrified of my dad when I was at a guest's house or anything, I basically just sat one of those monks.
Right, until it was over.
Until it was time to go.
Yeah.
I was such a good child because my dad was terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all had fear of our parents, right?
And yeah, kids are a little different now.
They
have a bit more...
And plus, they're just playing in the
basement.
They're just
playing in the basement.
So that can happen.
It's accidents.
We would play in the basement and go through that, quarter-inch wood paneling that looked super fake. You know what I mean? And it was no big deal to anybody.
Yeah.
Well, let's ask this question quickly. Have you been on the hook for some damages your kid caused, and how much? 1-855-954-6969, toll free. 1-855-954-6969. Someone said, I flushed a shirt down the toilet when I was 3. Cost them $8,000. They had to go through the roof to get into the plumbing.
Jesus Christ. That's terrible.
Another one said, took my child to Walmart with our service dog. Service dog decided to take a crap in the middle of the aisle. While we waited to clean it up, my daughter smelt the crap and threw it all over the aisle.
Threw up.
Oh, right? Threw up.
Yeah.
Threw it.
Threw it. My God.
Yeah,
threw
up. What a horrible
threw up.
Little devil child you have.
Your child has a demon in
it. I smell poop and throw it. That's not... I'm sure Walmart wouldn't make you pay. Right, it's a service dog and a kid throwing up.
They realize it happened and they just put some newspaper over it or something.
Yeah.
Another one said our neighbor has a Jaguar.
Jaguar.
One day he brought it out of storage. One of the other neighbor's kids rode his bike next to it, and the handlebar scratched it from the hood to the trunk.
My kids do this to my cars all the time.
I've had my kids do that to
my.
Squeeze their stuff into the garage.
I just can't stand it.
Oh,
it's amazing to me people have them.
Kids?
I know. Yeah. They're a real problem.
That's the real... seeing all these people out there, it's what a miracle.
I don't know.
People wanted those things. I guess they don't always want them, huh?
They don't always want them.
It's kind of as a byproduct.
Yep.
It's got to be pretty common. Was riding my bike past a Porsche, my neighbor's Porsche, lost balance, put a big scratch in the passenger door. My dad had to pay $1,500 to fix it.
That's kind of a douchey Porsche guy, too.
Right. If you're... it sucks.
If a kid crashed their bike into my car, I'd feel pretty bad for the kid.
Me too.
Maybe, and I wouldn't, because I was a kid who's crashed my bike into a car. But come on, you got a Porsche, you can handle it, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the
it's tough. Sucks, right? This is tough.
This is a tough situation.
Yeah. I get it.
I'm running out of neighbors to make upset with me.
Yeah, I don't want to get that. True. I'll just stay away from that one. Olivia, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Good. We're talking about parents being on the hook for some damages their kid caused.
Yeah, so it wasn't my kids, but I was actually babysitting two twin boys, and they were jumping off the back of the couch, like onto the couch, and I told them, I was like, you can't do that. And I go into the kitchen, and I hear a crash, and one of them had put their head through a glass cabinet in the corner of their living room. And like destroyed the cabinet, and I think they ended up not paying me. I don't know how much it ended up costing, but yeah, it was not good. They came home, they were so upset.
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, but at the same time, like, you tell kids no, right? Like, you tell them no,
right?
You're a babysitter, you only have a certain amount of control.
Yeah, you can. I mean, you like, can say no.
I can choke slam my own kid, but I mean, my babysitter can't.
No.
You know what I mean?
And like, I prevent certain things. Yeah. You can't prevent everything from happening.
They still should have paid you. That's pretty douchey.
Let's go to Boston, and James is here. Being on the hook for something your kids destroyed. What was it, James?
How's she going, eh? Well, actually, it wasn't me. It was my little sister. So what happened was, Mom's cousin got like a brand new Xbox 360 when it officially came out. And what happened was, I forget what day it was, but they were playing Call of Duty, and my sister went to flip it up, like, you know how they had in the commercials?
Mm-hmm.
So she flipped it up, broke the console and discs, and it was about, I forget how much it was. I think it was about $300 when it came out, so $300 out of the pocket, so. My cousin was not a happy camper.
No,
so
I'm sure.
Like,
someone destroyed your gaming system,
yeah.
Charlie?
No.
You'd be okay with that?
I would not. That's when he's a proud supporter of the death penalty.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The death penalty.
Yeah. I'd be like, oh, no, it's okay.
It's all right.
It's fine.
Totally fine.
Yeah, that's so funny. You're just talking about how you wouldn't be that guy who, didn't. You know,
it depends on what it
is. Yeah, but
if
it's his gaming system, his brand new monitor.
I wouldn't ask him to pay for it, but I'd make sure that something of theirs was.
You bring me what it is that you love.
What do you love? Oh, child, come.
Yes.
Oh, look at your little bear that you love so much.
Yes. Uh-oh. Mm-hmm.
His arms and legs and head are gone.
He's been deep fried, hasn't he?
Oh, he's on fire.
This happened to Sarah and her parents at the mall. What'd you do at the mall, Sarah?
Well, I was like 6 years old at like Somerset Mall, and we're in this like giant science store, and I knocked over a giant telescope. And luckily the store owners let us off the hook and didn't make my mom pay for it, but it was well over $1,000, and it would have been pretty bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Grabbed me by the wrist and like ripped me out of the store.
If you drop one of those things, they're done.
Right. Oh, yeah. So they knew it was a write-off, right? I mean, stores can write stuff off after damage. Yeah. But
to put it on a display, what do you expect?
I wonder if people have actually been charged
to touch it.
Like, I wonder if there's some stores where they've charged. Like, what's the law?
Well,
there?
You know, like, there are stores you walk in and it says you break it, you buy it.
Yeah, there are some like
You know what I mean? Like, that's a known thing. You go
stores
to
like and that freak me out.
Like an antique place
where it's like an anywhere. Where,
do you know how many things I knock over? I can't be going in a break. You break, you buy it.
Yeah. No. Because then once you break one thing, you're going to start like, I just see a bunch of things breaking.
I'd be like, they'd be like, we have this crystals, these crystal ornaments that are all on one shelf here. And then I'd be like, I don't know how wide I am. Sometimes going through an aisle.
Right.
And then I'd be like, I bought. Yeah,
I broke
a bunch of Swarovski crystals.
Swarovski are $5,000 each.
Why was I in that store? I do. I like constantly hip check stuff, check stuff.
You're not aware of your surroundings.
No.
Someone said my parents own property up north, and we were looking at a model home to possibly build on the property. Well, I went with them once when I was six. Didn't realize they didn't have real plumbing. So when they were talking, I took a dump in the fake toilet. Cost my mom a few hundred bucks for them to get a new fake toilet.
Oh, my God. Mm. Put in a real toilet.
Like one of those...
Like a staging home, right? Like it's...
Yeah.
It's not real at all?
No.
I've seen that. Signs up or something.
Yeah, toilet not real.
Yeah, what are you doing?
You definitely... Listen, if your toilet's not real, you need to put a sticker on it that says toilet not real.
Toilet not real.
Yeah. Toilet not real!
They usually do that. There's usually like plastic like tape across the toilet seat can't sit down and poop on it.
I've never seen it.
And they put tape across like the sinks usually because there's no actual water plumbing coming through.
Okay.
I've never been in a place like that.
No,
me neither.
I have when we were looking at houses a long time ago, and it was just like...
The model homes.
Yeah,
okay,
but it was even like... it was even... It's like they built part of a home inside this like trailer like kind of thing, just so you could get an idea of what they'd look like.
Okay.
So that's it. Like no plumbing or anything like that.
Yeah, because I've always just seen where they build like a full-on spec home.
Mm-hmm.
And everything works. And
right.
But they've built it already. You don't get any choices or whatever, but...
Someone said toilets that... Work. Well, actually, let's go to Misty here. Misty's in Lincoln Park. Misty, talk about being on the hook for some damages that your kids caused.
Yes. My son was about 6 years old, got mad at his then best friend, and while walking home, saw the rubber hose of a drip system sticking out of the ground, decided since he was that upset, he was going to rip that entire drip system out of some lady's front yard. I had an irate grandmother come to my door and demand that it get fixed. Today, so I had to fork out about $300 for an emergency service to redig the entire drip system in this lady's front yard.
Oh my God.
God damn it.
Yeah, you got that person. And there'll be those people for sure. Those people will.
Oh yeah.
You know, like Andy, if you had a little kid break something of yours, would you go after the parents?
Oh.
No, you wouldn't?
No.
Not even if you hate the little kids?
I mean, it depends on what it was, I guess.
I know. Yeah,
what if it's your Boba Fett helmet?
Or they scratch your new Renegade.
If you had that $5,000
Nobody's getting anywhere near my Boba Fett helmet.
Yeah, that's true.
What if they did a scratch down the whole side of your new Renegade?
I'm bumper to bumper.
Bumper to bumper.
Warranty doesn't cover that, though, Andy.
Oh, no.
That's a car insurance situation.
Oh, I got the beefy one.
I'm bumper to bumper.
Better not then.
By the way, law is, Andy, even if there's a sign that says you break it, you buy it, it's not actually the law.
Oh, sweet.
The law is ability to charge cost of broken goods doesn't apply to retail.
Well, then I'm going to start breakdancing in crystal shows.
Oh, my God.
No, I suggest
Oh, my God. Do you imagine you did that and how worried they'd all be?
Yeah, they're like, boom, boom.
I put down a mat.
Sir, why do you have that cardboard?
Yeah. Scoop it. Scoop it.
Oh, he's gone. Oh, jeez.
Yikes.
Yeah.
You.
Here comes Andy into the China shop. You doing good there?
Yeah. Swarovski's.
Sir, please, gone. Get out.
Ooh, yeah, this is rare. Hold on, man. I'm working something out here.
I hate this music and, oh, my God.
I'm making a YouTube video.
No, please.
Let me make my YouTube video.
You're getting very close. Oh, God.
I think that was crashing.
I think it was.
Hard to hear.
It's hard to hear with a giant sound system.
I talked to a lawyer. You can't charge me for any of this.
Oh, my God. Oh, heavens.
Yeah, the law says that you can have that sign up all you want, man.
So why would you break dance in our crystal store?
Because that's where I felt it, man. God. That's where I was feeling it.
Oh,
yeah.
Jesus.
Sorry about all that.
Have a nice day, sir.
A little crystal Darth Vader in one of my kidneys.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, I bet. You're bleeding out now.
I am. Can you call somebody?
No.
Come on, man.
This person said, when I was a kid, we lived in a trailer park and all the mobile homes had wooden decks. My parents bought me a toolkit one year so I could learn to work on stuff. I completely took apart one of our neighbor's decks. My parents had to pay for the whole thing to be rebuilt. Wow, you, like, get that kid a job. Get him in. Hopefully he's doing trade work or something now.
Yeah, like, that's an incredible amount of time. Mm. But, you know, power
What kind
tools.
Of tools? Like, real tools?
Seems like it.
Like, normally you get those little Fisher-Price tools.
Yeah, that's what you gotta tools. Get a kid.
You got the kid a circular saw.
Hey, cut the whole thing down the center.
Someone else said, when I was a little kid, I decided to stop all the buses from going to school. I broke out the headlights, the taillights, the windows, and I set off the fire extinguishers. It worked, but we were on the hook for $4,000.
Ooh.
That's yikes. You were a crap little kid.
That's a horrible child. I mean, there's
Diabolical.
There's accidents and then there's diabolical children.
Ray Liotta from Goodfellas? Where are you going?
I like him. I like the cut of his
jaw. That wouldn't even go through most people's little brains,
no.
Right?
No.
My little brain never
would. How old was he when he did that?
Just as when I was little.
Yeah.
I'd worry about your future.
Yeah.
Some kids are just born that way.
Yeah.
You know?
Ready to break taillights and set fires.
Jason had his son cause some damage that he was on the hook for. Hey, Jason, what was it, man?
So, my stepkids, they were about 14, 15 years old, and they went over to their dad's house, and they had a friend come over, and I guess they lost the iPad. They found the iPad. It was destroyed, and the parent ended up calling the Macomb County Sheriff's Department, and they had an investigation done on it. And the sheriff came out to talk to my wife, and they demanded $200. Well, it ended up going to the prosecutor's office. The prosecutor, they ended up prosecuting our boys and charging them with a crime. And we had to go to court. We had to pay lawyer fees for this, and on top of paying for this kid's iPad.
And so, and it worked, like they won?
Yeah, they won.
Yeah.
And they put our boys on a year's probation.
Oh, wow.
Are they still terrible? Or are they good?
No, they're kids. They're kids. What are you going to do?
Yeah. No, I get it.
Yeah, exactly.
I get it.
Thanks for calling in, man.
Some people take that stuff. This is what you hope. You hope that you have people in your life that aren't those people, you know, because... $200, you have to just be like, this is the thing. So say I bring Stella over to Dave's house and Stella breaks something that's $200.
Mm-hmm.
I would assume that I would say, hey, let me do
it. I'll
take care of that.
Yeah.
Then Dave would say, no, you're not taking care of it. Don't worry about it. So then the next time me and Dave go out and it's like, here's a bill. I got it. And then Dave would be like, fine. Because that's the way normal life works.
Civilized way to do it. Yeah.
That's the way life works.
Well,
no, that's the way it should work.
Should work, yeah.
Not all the
time. It doesn't work that way.
Two happy weirdos out there.
I know.
So, okay, although these people obviously weren't aware of that rule that you break it, you buy it, you're not responsible. My daughters and I went to Frankenmuth with the family, which is a little German town.
Christmas hell.
Michigan.
German Christmas hell.
Welcome to German Christmas hell.
That's the rough translation of Frankenmuth.
Yeah.
German Christmas hell.
So my wife was watching our youngest. I had our oldest. We went into a gift shop with a shelf of porcelain things. They were 4 or 5. Knocked it down. My oldest picked up a porcelain football and threw it at her sister.
Oh, my God.
That knocked over a shelf of other porcelain things. $3,300 they had.
Well, there's
$3,300.
I think there's a big difference between
destroying.
I accidentally knocked something over and I picked something up and threw it.
Yeah, the kids are doing games and improv comedy.
Yeah, you can't do that. But, I mean, you're trying to kill time and...
What are you doing bringing your kid into the German Christmas hell porcelain house of porcelain or whatever the hell that is?
You're so right, because there were stores like that, you know, walking with the kids when they were younger. We look in, you're like, ooh, we can't take them in there. No way.
Yeah look
Amber
at that.
Wants to go in, you go in, I'll keep the boys kind of thing. You can't take them in those places.
Mm-hmm. No.
They're still kids at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And a German Christmas hell village is going to have a lot of stores
knickknacks there with more. Like, you can't move. There's so many knickknacks.
Think about those old ladies who collect the little crystal figurines.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's their place, too, man.
Yeah.
That's
it. Oh, they love it there.
German Christmas hell.
Welcome to German Christmas hell.
Oh, you'll have a Merry Christmas, all right. So, man.
Go watch the clock go off.
The Glockenspiel will strike. Let us all celebrate.
That's what they do.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
You're a great driver, obviously, but everyone else, terrible.
Yeah.
They just released the results of a new survey that found driving has gotten much worse this decade.
Oh, yeah.
Well, except for your driving. Because 86% of people say they are better drivers today than they were 10 years ago, but they say everyone else is worse.
Mm.
Two-thirds say other drivers' etiquette has gotten worse. 55% think the roads are less safe than they were a decade ago. Of course, texting and driving has got to be the number one reason.
Number one. Yep.
And I also think, and we've talked about this before, people are always in a hurry, and people have this attitude where they'll not let anyone in. They have to get...
Why is everyone in such a hurry?
They are, but they have to get ahead of everyone.
Yep.
No one can beat them. No one can be going faster than them.
Yep.
Like that, this
whole...
You
can never just let someone in.
No.
Yep.
Trust me, when you make the decision, like I have, and it's fairly recent, to not be that guy, to just let people go around you and people in, you are so much more calm. Mm. My drive is so much more peaceful. I don't have road rage. I move over to the middle lane and just go, I'm fine.
And I agree with you, Dave, but I'm telling you, I have tried to join the highway a couple times off an on-ramp. And someone has sped up to try to not let me
in. That happens on a daily basis to me on the road I travel.
And
on
a
daily basis.
I'm burning to get down this ramp and join the... It's like it's some kind of ego thing. It's something that they have.
In front of them. They can't let you in front of them.
Oh, my God. But so I'm fine and it's cool until you've almost killed
me. That's how I feel about
it.
And it's when you see the people that are going just normal speed and then they see you want to come over and then they speed up.
Yeah.
Like every time, like you put your indicator on and then they're like, oh, screw that guy. He's not getting into my lane. Like they have ownership of a lane.
Right.
It's a spike in douchebaggery and selfishness.
Yeah, there is.
But it's really leading to really horrible driving. And I do think the past 10 years, it's gotten absolutely worse. Yeah. Texting and driving by far is the number one reason, no doubt. But also our entitlement or our douchebaggery or our selfishness.
Everybody just thinks their world and their immediate surroundings are all that matters.
And it's everywhere. It's not just driving. It's everywhere you go in the world. People have
the social media of driving.
To get into places. Yeah. And
that's what social media has done to driving.
My whole message for 2019 is everybody needs to chill out.
I know.
Chill
out. The funny thing is, I saw it yesterday at the bank. I had to go to the bank. Two other cars pulled up around the same time I did. And you know when people do the fast walk? Like, they're trying not to run, but they're walking real fast.
Yeah,
like, they tried
to
beat me to the door of the bank. Two other people.
Yeah.
I almost turned and laughed because I've got a big stride.
Yeah.
You know, like my normal walk, I'm going to beat you.
Right.
Yeah. But they, and one guy got there just as I was grabbing the door. He went to grab it in front of me. I'm like, dude, just get in front of me in the line at the bank?
Yeah. Well, they're just.
Everybody's got something to do fast.
It's like, your life is stupid. Stop it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
That's what I want to say to everybody. Your life is stupid.
Yeah. We all need to chill it out.
Those minutes you're going to save, you know what they're for? Nothing, because your life's meaningless.
I got beeped at yesterday. I hate that. It's like, don't beep at me.
Somebody beeped at
you. Relax. So they wanted me to turn, and my turn was like, past the light, and it was a confusing situation. Yeah. I probably was in the wrong, but still, like, don't beep at me.
Chill
it's
going to
be
I'd
two
say.
Seconds.
Hey!
He was laying on his horn. I was like, a few.
Mad. Two seconds
mad.
Here, pal. Hey, easy, buddy. Those beeps is how people end up in the Detroit River.
Oh, boy. Beepity, beep, beep.
Beep, beep, all the way to the bottom.
So who's beeping now?
I love how much she drags it out to F you. Not just like an F you.
No.
F you.
At first I was like, what?
I love
and
when you're
and
like.
He was like, turn. I'm like, I'm going straight. I'm going, and you know, it was like this whole conversation happening, and then he was laying on the horn, and then it was the phew.
The extra animation that you have to have when you're in your car trying to communicate with somebody, you're like,
it's so true.
You know what I...
So true.
Okay, I know you guys are going to make fun of me, but I often think of it as when I was in a costume, like when I was
a
theme park character, every movement had to be like dramatic for them to see what you
for
were
the
doing.
Stage.
So in a car, I'd feel like I'm doing the same thing.
I'm trying to go this way, exactly. Please.
Yeah. They always said...
You go and you're
Yeah. No, it's true. I remember when I was in drama class and they were like, you have to play to the back of the theater.
Right.
So that's what you're doing at all times. Yeah. In a car, you're playing to the guy who's in the last row.
Yeah.
You got to make it big.
Yeah.
Big.
In your face. Did you see that I just told you to go at
yourself? This is a confusing situation. I want you to suck on.
Yeah.
You get me? You got it?
After that, I just did that, unfortunately, in the day. I said to a guy, I'm like,
you are brain dead.
I don't even know where it came from.
But I was like, Dave, what'd you do? You're brain dead.
Yeah.
You
snapped his skull.
Brain is dead.
I didn't want to say mentally challenged, so I went, brain dead. I'm sure you had no idea what I was saying.
I was like,
Like, your head's broken. your head is broken.
It's broken.
The other day, there was something I was saying, and I was like, oh, yeah, the person was a vegetable or whatever. And Stella was like, what?
She'd never heard it before.
They became a vegetable.
She's now a carrot.
I was like, Stella, yes, but it's not what you were thinking right now. They didn't become like a carrot or a...
You mean they turned into broccoli?
No. No, it's when you... Oh, your brain
became an eggplant.
Yes. No.
She was just like, oh my God.
You can become a vegetable?
She was like... And I saw it, I realized. I was like, oh, you don't know what I'm talking about.
I was like, no.
You have my attention.
No, you know what it was? It was someone, I was like, oh, they were born with no, you know, I was like, they were born, they were vegetable when they were, and she was like,
born a vegetable.
Like her little mind
she
couldn't.
She pictured herself as having celery stalk.
And then I'm thinking to myself, why are we calling it a vegetable? I don't know.
Because you're in a vegetative state.
There it is. But boy, she wasn't ready for it. I had to explain it.
That would probably freak a kid out.
Yeah, the look in her face was like, at any second, I can become a vegetable. Yeah.
What? That happens?
Yeah. You're born that way sometimes.
That's funny, dude.
Vegetable.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.